seven races there. John Scorse is joining me now. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Very pleased to be heading down to Maruya. I'm on the way down there now. It's been quite a brutal winter in the nation's capital, but Maruya today, mate, seven races set down, some really interesting events, and I'm pretty keen on a couple today as well.
You wouldn't have even noticed the cold there the other day when your son rode the first road a double.
I've been getting around with my chest out for about 2 days now, Sean.
Good on you.
Great result for young Paddy, so yeah, look, it was a really good day, and hopefully you can go on with it now.
Yeah, too right. Good luck to him. Now, the first there today, we take out number 5, Happy Pilgrim, where 4, Catch the Culprit, 370, 2, A Snip of Cindy, 390, 3, Dashy Deluxe, $5, 7, Annie Prue, also 5, 6, Background Scalper, 750, 9, Mr. Gibson is 950, 1, Megawatt, 10, and 8, Manor Sensation, 34.
Yeah, I'm with the favourite here, Sean. Tricky little class, too, to kick us off. I made 4, 3, 2, and 7. I like Catch the Culprit. Look, he's been really good fresh in the past. First trial was a beauty. That was on a heavy, and then he went round there on a heavy track before a break. But he won well first up at Sapphire Coast. It wasn't the strongest of races. I liked the way he won, and he put him through the Jack Thomas and the Canberra Guineas. Then Joey's obviously had a reasonable opinion of this horse. He was a beaten favourite before a break, but all the better for that preparation, and he resumes here from gate one. So Matty Carr on the saddle, he's got a little bit in his favour. I thought he's probably, out of these, he's probably the young horse on the way up. So I'll go his way. Look, Dashy Deluxe, she's albeit she's been beaten in much tougher grades. She's only won 2 from 28. But look, the form around her is pretty strong. Last time she went round was on Black Opal Day, and she was midfield there in a very strong race beyond Chloe's Comet. But look, she's been placed on this track. So that was behind Princess Kashima. That was going back to January. And look, not much... fair bit of form around that race, beating a length and a half. She's first up from a spell, and look, she'll race well here for sure. A 2 Snip of Cindy also coming here second up. I thought its effort beyond Crater V was pretty good. It was got tired late in the piece, but it was a pretty solidly run race. It was suited to the back markers, so not a bad effort from her. And second up from a spell, Johnny Grisdale from an inside gate. This will be right there somewhere. And Annie Prue's got the race fitness on its side here. I went round in that same race, that behind Crowder B last time. It was a good placing first up beyond Under the Eaves. And look, she'll roll forward and make her own luck as well. So look, it'll be an interesting little battle of tactics, Sean, in this with 9 to go around. I made it 4, 3, 2, and 7.
Righty-o, the second one at 15, Zerizzle wins. Number 16, Hemisphere Sold. 17, Keanu Queen. At 18, Dance Harder Son. Now, 4, Belleromonte is 280. Number 3, Sonnets 420. 13, Smart Remark is 5. 11, Gay Skier, $8. Number 6, Nunya Biz, $11. 14, She Will Appeal, also 11. 12, Sirius Ascension is 18. 1, Looking Alive, 19. 7, Isadora Twinkle, 26. 10, Ireland, 34. 5, Daryl and Fred, 71. And then 2, Snowy River Run, 8, La Firebird, 9, Romance Can Costa, all 101.
Yeah, Sean, gee, this will be hard to beat. Sonnets, 3, 6, 4, and 13. Shelley, while she had a retirement, she said she was going to give the game away. Little wonder she's come back to ride this. Both her runs have been went round behind Star Aspiration there on the Acton, made a good fist of it, and it had the 32 days. It was terrific behind Zadoro, and he's come out and raced really well. He was run down by On the Fiddle. So, look, she got into a nice spot, and it made a good, as I mentioned, made a really good fist of it in its most recent start. So that home track advantage can be very important down here at Maruya. And start number 3, this is going to be very hard to beat. Look, I didn't mind Nunya Biz last time here behind Harvest Stream. Its effort was good there. Only had the 2 starts, and they've both been in pretty handy runs. Struck the heavy first up, but again, a lightly raced Canny Ladmare, and it's well drawn also. It's going to be right there all the way. Obviously, Belleromonte, the money has come for this for Joey Ible. Very well bred, a pins out of it, the Beale Mare, and the trial was pretty solid. Gives away the race experience, but we're pretty late in the season now, so he's very patient with the horses, Joe, and he took it back to the old home base. He's now in Canberra, but he trained out of Maruya for quite a while. So, look, it's the real query, and 13, Smart Remark. Now, had 3 runs back from us well. They've all been solid effort. Got the blinkers off today. Bit of a wide gate, but got Jeff Penza to steer. So, I think this will be very hard to beat on its day. 3, 6, 4 and 13 in the second, Sean.
Righto, the third, take out 11, Star of the Clan. Now 1, Lucy Rose, 185. 10, Cielia is $5. Number two, Appetizing, 8.50. 11, Stone Cold, 9.50. 4, Canford Lad, 11. 6, Cherry Princess, 16. Number 3, Vigorish, 21. Also 7, Dinesque, 21. And 12, Lost Without You, 21. 5, Better Than L, 41. 9, Mr. Euro, 81. And number 8, Juliet Stream, $101.
Yeah, I think she's too good for these Lucy Droves, Sean. Even at the $1.85, I'll make this the best bet of the day. 1, 3, 2, 12 for me. But her form's terrific. She won that really strong race beating Curdle first up that two-year race at Canberra. And then she went round again in the Lightning Ridge Plate. I thought her effort was good there. She worked pretty hard in a very strong form line race. And then she won the boot. So she's resuming here. The 59.5. Look, it's only 1,010. So a nice little filly. I think she's just got too much class for these. And I'll make it a good thing. 240 last night if you were quick. Look, Tree Vigorish has had the gelding operation. $21, I think you said there, Sean. Got gate two. Some of his, the only run was very strong, that Mossman Gorge, Kianga, and Lost Without You. It was a pretty handy race. It was well beaten there, but it had the gelding. It trialled okay, and it's got a good gate. So first up, it won't be far off them. Appetizing in the same boat. This has been gelded also, formerly with Paddy Webster. Got a bit of a wide-ish gate, but Jess Taylor straight off that stakes win. She's got a good book of rides down here at Maruya, and she generally has a little bit of luck down here as well. So on the back of a few nice trials, got to consider this, as I mentioned, even though it's widely drawn. And 12 Lost Without You, I thought, might be a little bit of value as well for the exotics. And I think that's what we're looking for on a home track for Dan Nixon. I thought this might improve after two runs as well. From a nice middle gate, but we're trying to find the exotics behind this. It looks too good. One a special 3, 2, 12, Sean.
All right. 9 hour magic moment's not running in the fourth. The favourite 3, Sacred Sun, 225. 5, Dreamship, 330. 10, Satin Silks, is 7. 6, Ever the Girl, $8. Number 7, Lover Test Rush, at 9.50. 13, Ticket in Hand, $19. 11, Sunday Hustler, 26. 8, Morning Music, 51, along with 12, Super Savvy. Then 1, Ohesia, 4, Sheboygan, and 2, Parramatta Pat, $81.
Sean, I think we can get this in 2. 3, 5, 7, and 10. I have to go with Sacred Sun here. Despite the wide gate, he's got his foot right on the till. He's been placed in 4 of his 11, and they've all been this preparation. Look, he wasn't disgraced a few times. He wasn't far away in some pretty handy races last time in. But his form this time, and well, we saw what Busan did there on Friday at Canberra on the act, and he's a promising little staying type, that horse. And this fellow was beaten 0.8 of a length behind him last time. That's very, very strong form coming back to a maiden. So look, the gate is a little bit awkward from the 1650, but we've got Jeff in the saddle, the leading rider in New South Wales. I think he's got a 5.5 win buffer now on Brent Abdullah, after a double on Saturday, and they were both good prices, and 3 winners at Canberra. He rides this track beautifully, Jeff, so he's just got to dodge the traffic. He'll obviously be probably midfield or further back and looking for a little bit of cover, but if whatever way you shake it up, it'll take plenty of beating back or maiden. Dreamship is obviously the danger. This was very good down at Wagga off a 23-day break recently. It was 3-deep the entire, and it never stopped trying. It was there the whole way. So it's had the 3 weeks to get over it. Again, it's a little bit stickily drawn, but this will probably push forward and put itself up into the race. That they look the main two for me. 7 Lava Test Rush. Look, she hasn't been too bad. I know only one place from 14 starts, but she's been just behind them a fair few fourths. And look, finds the right race. Got the inside gate. She'll wear the blinkers. Kaylin is, but to get a few shortcuts on her, she could be hard to beat here. And Satin Silk's never been placed in 8 runs, but look, she's been 6 the last 3 runs in a row, and they've all been in decent form line races. Comes off the 44-day pressure and up back to the miles. Last one was 1.5 miles, but back in this type of grade, it's drawn to get a few favours as well. But look, I think we'll get it in the top two here. 3, 5, 7, 10, Sean.
All right, on to the next. And scratchings are 1, Slick Speed, 5, Bring Cheer, and 10, Brewadar. Now here the favourite, 2 Kaluka, 240, 4 the Nixta, 390, number 8 Flash Magic, 7, 9 Shoulder Charge, 750, 7 Aikido Gold, 8, 6 No Pushover, 950, and 3 Carmen Serene, an $18 pop.
Yeah, this will take plenty of beating on the Kembla run, Kaluka, 2, 4, 7 and 8 for me, Sean. Just tailoring the saddle from the nice gate. Some of his runs have been really good. I remember him when he won his maiden at Goulburn. He's won 4 from 28, but his second up run was very, very good. That slowly run race there at Kembla, he made ground around them mid-base there, and he really boxed on well behind level 8. That was a benchmark 7 in Sean. So back to a 65 here in the country from the nice gate, the small field. He's probably going to get up on top of the pace and make his own luck as well. So Jess Taylor, as we mentioned off that big win Saturday, I'm going to go with this. It'd be very hard to beat Carl Luca. The Nixter, she was good first up. The town run was solid enough there, although she was wide all the way. And then midfield at the Gold Coast last time from an average gate, got into an awkward type of spot. She's got the right type of form, and look, some of the highway runs were terrific last preparation. So if she can replicate some of those, she's the main danger for sure. Look, and I think they're probably the only two, although Akiko Gold was pretty good at its first run back from a spell at Nowra. It was a bit unsuited there off a wide gate, but its form on this track has been really good. It's won twice here and been placed a couple of times as well, and get the inside gate. It's going to get a couple of favours as well. And Flash Magic just missed in the bob of the head last time. She just about carried it, Kayla Nisba, that day. That was beyond Aaron Dissamet. And this is a bit of his light trip as well, so I'll throw him into the mix also. But very hard to beat Carl Luca here. Sean, 2, 4, 7, and 8.
On to the next event. We've got a full field here. Race 6 now. 6 McKellar, 4.45. Classic Conquest is $5. Number 1, George is $5.50. 4 Hectic, $7. 3 Quiet of V, $9, along with 8 Out of the Night, also $9. Then at $13.09, Depreciation. 7 Mucker, $15. 10 Mr. Burns, $17, along with 13 Excellent Oratorio. 2 Bay Truffle, $21. 12 Rushman, $26. At 11, Brewer Dar is $51.
Yeah, again, this looks very hard to beat. McKellar, 6, 3, 1, and 4. The form is all first class for a race like this. Sean, she had 3 runs off a really long break. She won on debut going back a long, long while to February 16. But there was a bit of depth to that maiden. It beat Dolly's Jew and Centauro. And it really put the writing on the wall last time over 1,200. We spoke to Jason Collett about this after the race. He said was looking for the extra trip. Had it been 1,300 last time, I probably would have got the money there. Just took a little while to wind up. So I think you'll find today, back to this greater race, it's widely drawn, but you get a little bit of time from the 1,300 metres. He'll work it out, Brendan Ward. If he's nice and patient on it, this will finish over the top of the McKellar after those 3 runs off the long break. Going to go with it clearly on top. 3 Crowd of V was terrific here at this track and distance last time. He came off a freshen up. I tried him to stick a few times. I just think this is probably about his right type of trip to 13, around 1,400 metres. But his last win was really good, and I think he can back it up as well from a nice gate today. Simon Miller in the saddle again. He's the main danger. Although Georges was terrific, was just beaten in that same race that McKellar went round in the Golden beyond Tapavino. Again, gets the 4 kilos off for Christina Rayner. And look, on its home track, it's won 3 from 11. 2 of them have been here. So this will run well for sure, Georges, and it'll make the speed, I think, as well. And 4 Hectic, they're trying it up for 1,300 metres today. Last couple have been really consistent. Tash Burley got the team flying, and it's got a nice inside gate to get the right run throughout as well. So I made it 6-3-1-4. Very hard to beat the 6, Sean.
Okay, we go to race 7, the final event of the day, and put out number 9, Charmaine's Time, and 10 McGovern. 3 Brockton Punch, 4.20. 1 Rabanne's, 4.40. 2 Blue Blue Sky, 5.50. Number 4 Turbo Bundy is $6.50. 11 Fire and Flood, $9. 5 Alone With You, 10. Also 7 Case at $10. 6 Anagami, 12. Number 8 Tides of Fortune, 16. And 12 Gods Heaven, $16 pop, John.
Sean, I can't get away from Brockton Punch here. 3, 7, 1 and 2. He's been terrific, this preparation, this horse. He's really hit his straps. And look, 3 seconds and 2 wins, and he just missed behind Malachi Crunch last time. That was only a bob of the head job. Carried the 57 there, and he gets in with, after the claim, he gets in today with the 56 and a half. So, look, he'll be back, but that will probably suit his pattern. They usually go pretty quick in these races. So, look for him to track up prior to the corner, just a little bit of room in the straight. He'll take plenty of holding out the way he's been going. I'll go with him clearly on top here. I thought Case might improve. Won its maiden on this track, a preparation before last. It's now with Jamie Stewart down at the Sapphire Coast. Had a couple of trials to keep it nice and fit for this, and it'll wear the blinkers come off, should I say. Look, it's going to be there somewhere. $10, not bad value about it if it gets a few favours in the run. Well, Rabanne, he's been super consistent his last couple of runs. Got the 62, but he's a powerfully built big horse, and I don't think it's going to worry him too much. The tempo is the key. If they go nice and quick and he winds up, he won't be far away as he hasn't been in his last couple of runs. So throwing him into the mix, and Blue Blue Sky with that 4 kilos off for Aaron Williams, she's been really good all three runs. Probably went a little bit too keenly last time on that soft, but gets a firmer track today. And with that claim, it's well suited. It'll be right up on top of the speed. But he's got all the right form here, the favourite here, Brockton Punch, Sean. Made it 3, 7, 1, and 2 in the lucky last, mate.
All right. Now, what do you like there today?
Look, Sean, I like a few of them. I thought Lucy's Rose just looks too good for them in that two-year-old handicap. So we'll make her the good thing. But there's plenty of chances for the multis today. I thought you've got to give a good mention to Carluca and McKellar. I think they all look pretty well suited today, mate. Sonnets will be hard to beat in race two. Look, it looks like a good day for us on the punt today. I think we can get a couple of bob off them. So we'll punt with race three, number one, Lucy's Rose. But try a few of those others I mentioned in your mouldies, and we might get a couple of bob, Sean.
All right. Well, we'll cross our fingers and hope. And it looks like we're in a nice day there today, Maria.
Look, it's a beautiful part of the world. And we haven't raced there for a couple of weeks. And, look, mate, I'm looking forward to getting down to the coast and a little bit of seafood on the way home as well, Sean.
Oh, there you go. The bigger you'll go from prawns to the lobbies if you happen to win.
Well, it'll be one or the other. If we win, it's lobster, and if we do our money, we'll probably have a crack at the oysters or the prawns, Sean. So it's a win-win whenever you go down to Maruya. Yeah. Look, I'm pretty confident we can get a couple of bob there, mate. So dinner on the way home would be very, very nice.
All right, good on you, John. Good luck. We'll hear you later on with the late mail.
Thanks, Sean.
John Scorse at Maruya today.